is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former FBI Director James Comey speaks out after he was indicted at President Trump's urging.
I'm innocent, so let's have a trial. And keep the faith.
Comey's response on Instagram, correspondent Jared Hill.
The former FBI director is set to be arraigned in a Virginia federal courtroom in 2 weeks. Thursday, a grand jury indicted Comey on two charges, obstruction of a congressional proceeding and making a false statement, both connected to Comey's testimony before a Senate committee in 2020, during which he denied authorizing the leak of information to the press 4 years earlier.
The statute of limitations in the case was set to expire next week. You may pay more for everything from medication to a new couch after President Trump announced a new round of import taxes.
The president says that as of October 1st, there will be a 100% tariff on pharmaceutical drugs unless the company is building a manufacturing plant in the U.S. That could double the cost of some medicines. The new import taxes also include a 30% tariff on upholstered furniture, 50% on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, and 30% on heavy trucks. Trump cites national security as a reason. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Former military officials are weighing in after Defense Secretary Hegseth summoned hundreds of generals and admirals from around the world to a meeting in Virginia next week. The reason? Not announced publicly, anyway.
I was surprised.
Retired General Wesley Clark says a meeting on such short notice and of this size is rare.
800, 900 generals and admirals, that's a lot of people.
But Vice President Vance doesn't agree.
It's not particularly unusual that generals who report to the Secretary of War and then to the President of the United States are coming to speak with the Secretary of War.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reporting from Washington. The war in Gaza will loom large when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opens today's session of the UN General Assembly in New York. Former State Department negotiator Aaron David Miller.
He's going to denounce leaders who, instead of denouncing Hamas, have essentially denounced the state of Israel.
Yesterday, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas spoke and vowed his people would, quote, not leave our land. New York City's Grand Central Terminal plunged into complete darkness last night.
I tried to play dumb, like I was not scared, but I was terrified.
The lights went out, and I didn't know what was going on. I'm a New Yorker, born and raised, and I wasn't sure what was happening. I've never seen this before in Grand Central.
TA says five workers were trapped in elevators before the power was restored about 45 minutes later. No injuries reported. The transit agency blames a drop in voltage to a feeder network. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Caledonia's Plan Commission will meet Monday about Microsoft. The commission is thinking about rezoning 245 acres for Microsoft's third Racine County data center. The proposal has sparked community concerns about environmental impacts and neighborhood character, with many people showing up at a meeting this week. The data center needs to be rezoned from farmland to light industrial before any construction can begin. The Plan Commission's recommendation would go to the full village board before a final vote. A 20-year-old man from Georgia is accused of exposing himself to minors and causing harm to a child in Mount Pleasant. A criminal complaint filed in Racine County Court says Ashton Lewandowski faces several felony charges related to images and videos sent on Snapchat in July. Authorities say Lewandowski communicated with several underage girls online and sent inappropriate images to a 14-year-old here. Lewandowski now faces five serious charges in Racine County. He's in custody being held on a $75,000 cash bond. Racine is trying to reduce the digital divide. The city has a new program offering affordable computers and free training to those who qualify. It's a joint effort with the Racine Literacy Council, and the effort will sell computers for just $10. That's after participants complete a digital skills training. To qualify, people must live in the city, meet income guidelines, and not already own a recent computer. People interested can register at the Racine Literacy Council on Lake Avenue during their regular business hours. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I grew up in the suburbs. All I ever wanted to do was live in New York City. My kids live in New York City. All they want to do is live in the suburbs. Like, we visit my parents. My parents live in the same house I grew up in a nondescript New Hampshire suburb. And every time we leave, my kids are basically like, when are you going to make enough money to buy a house like this? Because we live in New York, and nothing about New York makes sense to kids. There's none of the appeal of New York appeals to them. They're never like, well, sure, Grandma and Grandpa have a front and backyard, but we can walk to the theater. I have one of those New York City apartments. If you ever lived in New York, you'd be like, this is a great apartment. If you lived anywhere else in the world, you'd be like, I guess so. Here are some of the features about my very expensive New York City apartment. It's never fully dark. It's never fully quiet. We live near a university, so every other night at 1 in the morning, you hear someone yell something like, Krista says she'll meet us there! And whoever the Krista news is being yelled at does not hear it the first time. So they're like, Krista's not with us. And so then the first person has to be like, no, Krista says she'll meet us there. And it takes everything in my power not to open up the window and be like, you guys, Krista's dead.
Well, over the rainbow, that's where I'm going. Only Led Zeppelin made a song called Stairway to Heaven, huh? Before Led Zeppelin, it was Neil Sedaka, Stairway to Heaven. It's 6:11, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Friday. Yes, it is Friday. And we've got a ton of people we're going to be talking to today in short little bites. So got to get that all ready. It's 7 o'clock, a little after 7. Don't forget, it's our multi-state text-to-win contest. We'll have another keyword for you. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app. When you do so, you can, by the way, you can download it from WRJN.com, wherever you get your apps. When you do so, what I want you to do is look for WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations. Click on it. You'll see a text area there at a little after 7. I'll give you that keyword to text to us for your chance to win $200 in gold jewelry today and be in the running for those Green Bay, Minnesota tickets for the big football game up in Green Bay. That's around, they said it was around Thanksgiving. Plus, we give you a gas card, too, so you don't have to pay for your own gas. Aren't we nice? Anyway, that's all coming up a little after 7. Right now, here's Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Homeward Bound, Simon and Garfunkel, 614, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today, also tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wow. No rain in the forecast right through next Thursday, that's as far as I could take it. So sunshine today with a high near 73, partly cloudy tonight, lows around 60. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 81. Sunday, sunny with a high near 72. Any weekend plans outdoors? You got it made in the shade, or in the sun in this case. Clear, 59 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. All right, when you're traveling and interacting with strangers, some places are more friendlier than others. This new survey asked residents to rate their own cities based on how welcoming they are. It produced the list of the friendliest cities in America. For what it's worth, number 3 on the list, Phoenix, Arizona. Number 2, Raleigh, North Carolina. Number 1, San Diego, California. I was checking for Racine on the list here. I didn't see it. Well, we're not on the unfriendliest list, so that's good. So somewhere on the friendliest list, we're down there a ways. So that's good. 6:15, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Ooh, Tony Orlando and Dawn. I saw him in concert once years ago. He was fabulous. Here's Knock Three Times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness.
You.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Knock Three Times, Tony Orlando and Dawn. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 618. Looking for sunshine today. Highs near 73, clear and 59 degrees. A beautiful morning at Radio Park. So this 8-year-old kid from Rhode Island named Ryan Mulvaney spent his entire summer running 1 mile every day for 50 days. He did it to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He said he was watching a YouTuber who went to 50 states in 50 days and ran. Yeah. So he got inspired by it, and he did run 50 miles in 50 days. 8 years old. He raised $3,000. Good for him. What a good news story this morning. I like stories like that. Right now, we've got Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As it turns out, getting suspended was great for business. Jimmy Kimmel Live experienced its highest ratings in the history of the show this past Tuesday night. Disney and ABC suspended Kimmel due to pressure from the Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting Companies, as well as the FCC. Kimmel draws 1.4 million viewers per night on average, but last Tuesday drew 6.3 million for an increase of 343%. And that is taking into account the fact that the aforementioned companies blacked him out in almost a quarter of the markets. Kimmel's suspension has seemed to have brought out support from people who don't typically get political, like morning hosts Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos, who make a point of keeping it lighthearted on their morning show. They went to bat for Kimmel, calling him a caring, decent human being, and added that the First Amendment must be protected. So there you go. When even the most milk-toasty, annoying couple is getting political, you know boundaries have been crossed. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the morning show at WRJN. and is brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Are you ready to upgrade your home or maybe even start fresh with a brand new build? Royal Construction LLC will turn your ideas into reality. From new home construction to eye-catching kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. They specialize in concrete and stamp designs that add both beauty and strength to your space. Fully licensed, insured, and trusted for quality that stands the test of time. No matter the size of the project, Royal Construction delivers. Find them on Facebook at Royal Construction LLC and build your dreams together.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Getter Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Getter Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Yeah.
is beer.
Four Seasons, Candy Girl, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Really, it's going to be beautiful weather. Right now, it's clear and 59 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. Check this out. A hospital in Phoenix, Arizona has booted a death-themed coffee truck from their parking lot. It was called the Graveyard Shift Coffee. The logo even has a smiling skeleton wearing green hospital scrubs and holding a cup of coffee. The menu includes the Bloody Eye, that's chocolate and strawberry, the Formaldehyde, lavender and honey, and Murder Spice with honey and cinnamon. Yeah, that's what you want to see in the parking lot when you're visiting a loved one at the hospital. And that's what you want to look for. Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories. Ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Local news, timeless hits, 6:30. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. On Monday, the Caledonia Plan Commission will hold a meeting and talk about Microsoft. They could decide on whether to recommend rezoning land for the tech company's proposed data center. The project has brought strong opinions from people living in the area worried about noise, stormwater, and community impact. The site covers about 245 acres near the We Energies plant off Highway 32. Supporters say the data center will bring progress and jobs, while many neighbors want a say in the future of their community. After the commission's decision, the full village board will vote on the rezoning. Your map app may lead you into trouble this weekend. 894 in Milwaukee County will be completely closed for over 2 days this weekend for improvements. The closure begins today and runs through early Monday morning. It impacts a stretch between 76th Street and Greenfield Avenue and includes parts of both 41 and 43. Most of the trouble is around the Hale interchange. The work is part of a major project to resurface the freeway. The DOT is warning drivers to expect detours and delays. Lightning strikes take about 20 lives a year, and a bolt took one earlier this week in southeastern Wisconsin. A strike of lightning claimed the life of a 48-year-old DNR worker in Washington County Monday. The DNR says Adam Zerbel of Plymouth was working in the woods near Keewaskum when he was struck on September 22nd. He was later found by authorities after a search. The Washington County Sheriff's Office called his death rare, but a serious reminder to respect severe weather. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
No artificial dyes. How can Wisconsin food manufacturers get around it? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One ice cream maker in Chautauqua never had artificial dyes. His story next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Alan Kirshner from Kirshner Super Premium Ice Creams in Chautauqua has only been in business about a year. But from the very beginning, he decided they were not going to use artificial dyes at all.
We're the only ice cream shop in Wisconsin that has never used artificial dyes. So from the very beginning, that was before the national conversation on artificial dyes. We were doing it. We also don't use carrageenan. It's a kind of a it's red seaweed. It's a cheap stabilizer that's virtually in almost all ice cream. That's why a lot of people, after they eat ice cream, after 20 minutes, their gut kind of irritates them. That's not the, may not necessarily be the dairy, but it typically is that carrageenan. We don't use that, so we're carrageenan-free.
That's Alan Kirshner, owner, operator, and founder of Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. His dedication to a clean label on his Super Premium Ice Cream catapulted him to the grand champion spot of the World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest in the category of ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and gelato. He'll be in Madison at World Dairy Expo on Monday to receive the award for his peanut butter chocolate ice cream.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And keeping it dairy, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association's announced four exceptional dairy processors that have earned their inaugural Member Impact Awards. They include Organic Valley Crop Cooperative as Advocate of the Year, Masters Gallery Foods, the Employer of the Year, AgriPort Sustainable Stewardship Award, and Nasonville Dairy, the Culture of Excellence Award. Those awards will be presented October 21st. That's literally food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
WRJN Weather.
partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
You ever just stop going to a job? You don't even quit. You just stop showing up one day? I've done that a lot. I'm probably still on a couple of schedules. I used to talk like a hobbit at work. That was like my favorite thing to do, talk like the hobbit. My boss would be like, Gosling, where's the plunger?
Maybe the answer to your riddle lies within the question.
It's only funny twice, so be careful. My biggest regret in life is all the bad jobs that I ever got fired from. I never caused a scene. And if you get fired, especially from a bad job, you should go off. What's stopping you? Burger King doesn't talk to Wendy's. I got the ultimate plan. If I ever have to get another job and I know I'm gonna get fired that day I'm gonna go to work with like a pocket full of glitter. And when my boss fires me, I'll be like, oh, sorry, it didn't work out. Glitter? And I'll throw it right in his face. Cause have you ever tried to get glitter off before? That's no joke, is it? Like, I might be fired, but he still has to walk around work the rest of the day. Woo, you're all bling bling, Jingles.
Yellow Submarine, there you go, the Beatles, Nowhere Man. Remember the little Nowhere Man character? He was a little, I think he was one of the Blue Meanies, wasn't he? In Yellow Submarine? Yeah, it's been a long time. 6:39, local news, timeless, it's here at WRJN. Do not forget to download the Civic Media app, because a little after 7 o'clock, I've got a keyword for you I want you to send to me, so you can win some gold jewelry and $200 today, and also be in the running for the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets to watch football up in Green Bay around Thanksgiving time. We'll even give you a gas card, which is kind of nice, too. So here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app from WRJN.com or wherever you get your apps. Download the app. Takes seconds. It's free.
And then you look at the long list of civic media stations. You'll find WRJN. Click on WRJN. There's a little text area. And I will give you the text keyword this morning, a little after 7 o'clock and throughout the 7 o'clock hour. It's only good for 1 hour. And then we're going to choose somebody from our multi-state text to win contest. And that person gets the cash and the jewelry and in the running for the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets. That simple. A little after 7 o'clock this morning. How about some moron news? You ready for this? A man in Korea arrested for calling the police nearly 60,000 times with nonsense complaints. That includes that one spree where he called the cops over 1,800 times within 4 days because he was upset about getting cited, you know, for making too many false reports to the police. Where do people find the time to deal with all this nonsense? Do you believe how 80,000 calls to the police? All right. Sunshine today. Highs near 73. Sun's up now. 59 degrees here at Radio Park.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
That little town flirt.
Here she comes.
You're calling for her. And you're gonna get her. Yeah, I know it's so hard to resist the temptation of her tender red lips. But you can get.
Shannon, Little Town Flirt, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 6:43 on your Friday morning. Better get some Kleenex for hearing this story. You ready? All right. This is a story about a local news reporter in Florida who helped a kindergarten teacher connect with a former student from 24 years ago. She wanted to give him a letter that his mother had written to her about him in March of 2001. 6 months later, his mother died in the 9/11 attacks. She was a flight attendant on Flight 93. Isn't that a sad story? I've read this several times to myself, and I still get teary-eyed thinking about it. Wow. Imagine getting that letter after all these years. That's kind of neat. His mother wrote the letter to his teacher about him, and he's finally going to get that letter from 24 years ago. Wow. Smile, a little smile for me. Here's the Flying Machine. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying?
guess you're lonely now. Love's coming to an end, but darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on,
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
And smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 647. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 73. Partly cloudy tonight, low 60. Sunny on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Whoa! High Saturday near 81. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 72. Right now, the sun is coming up, 59 degrees. Right here, right now, at Radio Park, where it's time for Odd But True. You know, it costs you approximately 21 to 29 cents every year to use your turn signals. That's based on the amount of energy they use and the teeny tiny amount of gas that it takes. Now, probably takes over a little over 30 cents now because the math was done back in 2017, especially if you drive a lot or live in California. But it doesn't mean don't use your turn signals. Use your turn signals, all right? Don't say, I'm going to save 29 cents. No, you don't do that. It's 647 local news. Timeless hits at WRJ. And don't forget, a little after 7 o'clock, we've got a keyword in our multi-state text to win contest right here at WRJN.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game strong at X Golf Kenosha, your indoor golf escape where it's always 72 and sunny. No wind, no rainouts, no cold hands, just perfect conditions playing on over 50 championship courses. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or teeing up fun with your friends, X Golf Kenosha is your year-round golf getaway. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and
It just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's 6:53, local news, timeless hits, WRJN Sunshine with a high of 73 today. Sun's coming up, 59 degrees right now at Radio Park. Don't forget, a little after 7 o'clock, about 12 minutes from now, we're going to be giving you our keyword in our multi-state text to win contest here at WRJN. So download the Civic Media app and get ready. We'll tell you all the details coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. All right, here are the top phrases that will ruin the day of even the most optimistic people in the world. You ready? I'm pregnant. I can't sleep on red eyes. You want to chat? The check engine light just came on. Whoa. Do you know why I pulled you over? Our new neighbors are in a gang. If you have nothing to hide, let me see your text messages. Nice try, but that's not a legitimate excuse from jury duty. Everyone, let's gather in the conference room. It's time for our sexual harassment seminar. And the worst one of all, this is the one that will ruin everybody's day. Mom, Dad, I want to work in radio. Hey, wait a minute here. That's not bad. What are you talking about? Here's Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I take umbrage with that last one. Yeah. Here's Heatwave. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Yeah.
North in the Vandellas, Heatwave, local news, time to listen to WRJN. All right, you've already got a 12-foot skeleton in your yard, and your neighbors are judging you for it. Is late September too early to put up those Halloween decorations? Someone polled over 5,000 Americans. Most said yes. They said you have to wait until at least October 1st. I've seen those big skeletons, and they are frightening. Somebody had two of them on the lawn. I got to tell you, some of these Halloween decorations are really neat. Very scary. It's 6:57, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Jim Croce, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Little south side of Chicago.
It's exactly 7 o'clock at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has gotten his wish. A federal grand jury has indicted a longtime foe. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper has the details.
Former FBI Director James Comey.